Listen and Live Audio presents Falling Home by Karen White. Read for you by Lisa Brown. Chapter 1. Cassie was dreaming again. It was of old summers, the summers of bare feet, skinned knees, and homemade peach ice cream that dripped down her chin and made her fingers sticky. Aunt Lucinda rang the supper bell, and Cassie and Harriet raced each other past the gazebo toward the back porch, their sun-kissed legs pumping under white sundresses. The jangling of the dream bell seemed so real, Cassie felt she could touch the cold brass and make it stop. Her fingers touched Andrew's arm instead, his skin warm under her hand, and she jerked awake. The smells of summer grass and Aunt Lucinda's lavender perfume lingering somewhere in the back of her mind. But the jangling continued, filling Cassie with dread. She held her breath, looking at the glowing numbers on her clock, and listened for the next ring of the telephone. Only bad news came at 3 a.m. Births and engagements were always announced in the bright light of day. But bad news came at night, as if the sun were already in mourning. Andrew stirred briefly, then rolled over away from her. Rising from the bed, Cassie stumbled across the darkened bedroom and into the living room so as not to awaken him. She hit her little toe on a chair leg and let out an expletive, her choice of words the only thing still reminiscent of her background. "Dang nabbit," she muttered, reaching for the phone and knocking it off.